Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello there, everyone. This is Venetia Lee. I'm the teacher of the Holy Bible, a minister of the gospel. And I want to talk to you today. The Holy Spirit prompted me to have a radio broadcast this morning, as we are getting in the noon hour, October 20th, 2015. And we welcome you today to our show. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And we want to talk about being successful, having successful traits in the face of opposition. There are so many people that have been successful, and their voices are not heard because of, the enemy. He doesn't want people to know the traits of a true believer and the traits of a true successful person. And thank God for money, but God can go supersede money. And we all needed to work in this world, to buy and sell goods. But sometimes money, can't do. If somebody's sick with cancer or some debilitating disease, I've known lots of people, and I'm not going to say lots of them, but in the media, that talks about people that have died in the face with money. So it's not about just having money, but it's being blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, let's pray. Again, this is Victory House of Prayer International Ministries, prayer radio broadcast. My name is Venetia Lee, and let's get right into it. Okay? Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for allowing us, me, the privilege to teach your people about your word, Lord Jesus. We give you all the honor, all the glory, and all of the praise. We just thank you, Lord. Now speak through me what you have for me to say and to your people about the successful truth that you taught me years ago. And I just thank you, Lord, for allowing me to have the privilege to teach in your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Glory to God is that. Well, if you have your Holy Bible, I prefer the King James Version, but if you have any Holy Bible, that would be fine. Okay, we'll be teaching from the Holman Version, which is a great version of the Bible, which is giving a lot of people understanding and clear understanding. I understand all of it because of the precious Holy Spirit that has opened my eyes to many things. But let me just give you a background about myself. I've been an honor student all my life. I have the privilege to be tapped for many who across the country from California to the South. And I didn't realize that, females wasn't supposed to do anything, or people of different, races or culture or whatever. So I've been successful in buying and building homes, my own homes, and in areas where people wouldn't think that, in very affluent places. So God has really put a blessing on my life. But it's not just me, it's my family too. So we're set apart ones. So, and I go around to different ministries and help bring the blessings there. Because if you associate with blessed people, you sometimes get blessed. And we all know if you associate with the wrong crowd, then you can sometimes end up in the wrong places. So so that's just I have my degree. I have my master's. I have my doctorate almost. And I'm just thankful for God to give me opportunities. I've traveled different places. I have a traveling business. But I've also worked in many capacity in the corporate field. And all that training has brought me here today. Hallelujah. Okay, so now, if you have the Word of God, which is what we are mainly interested in, turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 28. Well, first let's start with Joshua 1. Holy Spirit just prompted me. And giving you every place the sole of your foot treads, as I promised Moses. Now, Joshua was coming in after Moses, and we all know about the story of Moses. It's very well played, even on the radio and TVs today. But drop down to 8. This book of instruction must not depart from your mouth. You are to recite it day and night so that you may carefully observe everything written in it. But then you will prosper and succeed in whatever you do. Verse 9. Haven't I commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid and or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So the thing is, in the Word of God, it's like a seed. It bursts with knowledge, and it gives you power in this earth realm to just expound and stretch yourself on the inside. So when you're ready for it and you no longer need tutors and training you, and then you're able to prosper as a seed in whatever you go through. And success for some people are different from others. Success may mean a lot of money to some folks, but then they, you know, all out of shape, unhealthy, overweight, and all that. Or it could be that you are even in you're healthy in Aries and good trim fit, but you have no money or whatever. Or you in relationships and so forth. But we in relationships, in terms of relationships, is different because everybody is not on the same level education-wise and also in spiritually things. So sometimes, as you know, when you try to teach people something that you know, they, you know, not knowing things, sometimes it causes frictions there. However, I always tell people to look at people's background and results. I mean, obviously, when you come here, if you know something and you got results in your life, that cannot be discredited. You know, that tells you the sum total of what that person is up until today. And if you did it alone, being a single person, that's mighty power. Because, I mean, obviously, if you live in this world today, you know there's a lot trying to bring you back and down. But if you are able to be a success in spite of the challenges, and even when you go through challenge, you come out on top, there's something brilliant about a person like that. Amen. Amen. So glory to God. So now let's turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 1 in Homer's version. Now, if you faithfully, now you have to be a faithful person, you know, that stick with it, have a stick to it, and be persistent. If you faithfully obey the Lord your God and are careful to follow all his commands I'm giving you today, the Lord your God will put you far above all the nations of the earth, far above them. Verse 2, all these blessings will come and overtake you because you obey the Lord your God. Verse 3, you will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. Your descendants will be blessed, and your soil produce, the offspring of your livestock, including the young of your herds and the newborn of your flocks. Verse 5, your basket and net and bowl will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. Verse 7, the Lord will cause the enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before you. Now, it's sad to say, but there are sometimes enemies on your way to destiny, and haters, what we call them today. But they don't like people who have more knowledge than them, who maybe look better than them, who's been more successful. I'm talking about those who have good character and truly, you know, are beautiful. And it's one thing to, you know, I don't want to get there, but if you just genuinely have what you have, then some people just don't like that. And I was surprised to find that out, and I'm sure you may be surprised to hear about that. But that's why the Lord said he will cause the enemies who rise against you to be defeated before you. He will march out against you from one direction but flee from you in seven directions. Verse 8, the Lord will grant you a blessing on your storehouses and on everything you do. He will bless you in the land the Lord your God has given you. Thanks be to God. I'm just grateful that I've, you know, had a house in the affluent area. One of the first there. I mean, if I call the name, some may know it, some may not. But the thing is, I was there as a female before most of anybody got in there. It's common knowledge now. A lot of people are still trying to get there. But I did this when, you know, years ago. So I'm just telling you, God will put you before most people. Praise the Lord. But then after, you know, later you would think that people would be happy about it, right? As I said before. But sometimes they get mad and they try to cause trouble for people who's really been doing well in their life. But like I'm saying, is to just have the fortitude to keep moving forward. Amen. The Lord will grant you a blessing on your storehouse and on everything you do. He will bless you in the land the Lord your God has given you. Verse 9, the Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he swore to you, if you obey the commands of the Lord to guide and walk in his ways. Verse 10, then all the people of the earth would see that you are called by the Lord's name, and they would stand in awe of you. People can see the blessing on people. They may not admit it, but they may try to copy them, but you can't copy the blessing. It's got to be on you authentically, genuinely. And sometimes they'll try to hang around or whatever, and maybe be you who you are. That's why I don't like copycats. I like for you to be genuine, because God gives everyone something that they're blessed with that they can, you know, develop in them. But sometimes people don't want to be who they are. They want to be who somebody else is. And you can't be someone else. You can only be the best you. Amen. Amen. The Lord will make you prosper abundantly with children, the offspring of your lifestyle, and your soil produce in the land the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. Now, if you're married and you got, you know, he'll bless you with children. Sometimes, you know, you want to put the cart before the horse. But, you know, it's easier if you got a man and a female having kids because children, because they both can minister and train up that child the way of, and they understand men because you had a great father. There are a lot of females that don't understand, you know, true identity of themselves. So they, you know, are very, they just don't know who they are. And I'm sure you've found those type people or been around those type people. But if you have a solid base foundation of a family brought up with a parent and a male and a female base, because God made man and female, he didn't make two males or two females to be together. That gives you a sound mind, and then you can prosper on top of that and on that foundation and build upon that. Verse 12, the Lord will open for his abundant storehouse and sky to give your land rain in the season and to bless all the work of your hands. So some of you are working with your hands. God will bless that. Hallelujah. He'll bless whatever you put your hands to. You will lend to many nations, but you will not borrow. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You will only move upward and never downward. And now, you know, I've moved upward pretty well. I didn't realize until I hear on the media today about things happening against, you know, being a female of race, whatever your race is. That has nothing to do with God. God is not looking at you. He's looking at your heart. He's looking at the type of person you are. And if you, he knows you if you're a liar. He knows if you've got good deeds in your heart. But it's not about what we do. It's about what he has done for us. However, you got to be a person of good character. You know what I'm saying? Amen. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail, and you will only move upward and never downward. And if you listen to the Lord your God's command I'm giving you today and are careful to follow them, do not turn aside to the right or to the left from all these things I'm commanding you today, and do not go out to other gods to worship them. So God is the only true God. I want to let you know he's the only. Jesus is the only way, truth, and the life. So you can't come by into the kingdom any other way. So these are things that he'll make you a success with traits in you in face of your opposition that's coming against you. So if you keep those in mind, and we're just on here for a few minutes today, you could be a success in everything you do. Praise God. Well, dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for allowing us this meeting today. Victory House of Prayer International Ministry, Venetia Lee, teacher from Victory House of Prayer radio broadcast. We love all of you. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. So we'll be getting back on here soon. But have a wonderful, blessed day. Amen? Amen. Goodbye. Have a great day. Hallelujah. Enjoy your day. Tuesday. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for tuning in with us today. And have a great day and a great night. Hallelujah. Goodbye. Sorry, Dan. We're entering the holiday season, so I hope all of you are blessed. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.